step gets switched to overload. And nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Good afternoon, everybody, boys and girls, moms and dads, and children of all ages. Welcome to another exciting episode of Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. And also, if you're near a computer, on Facebook Live at Jonathan Scott LV, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Scott LV. Joining me, as he has for the last 7 years, please say hello to my co-host, Jeffrey with a G, Jeffrey Kramer. What is going on, my brother?
Johnny Scott, what's going on this fabulous Martin Luther King Day?
That's it.
Well, I don't know.
How was your weekend? What you know?
Weekend was good, man. I mean, listen, obviously, you know me. I watch a lot of football. Hated most of it. Liked some of it. Lots of complaints, as I've been complaining all year about the NFL.
You have. You've been really nag.
So have I. Terrible people.
I'm so glad that the president agrees with me.
Impressionist, comic impressionist, and actor John DiDomenico. Johnny, how was your weekend?
I'm going to start with you. And you know why? The Eagles won, and I predicted that they would win.
You did?
I wish somebody, congratulated somebody, and they said, well, I'm from Philly, but that's not my team. I don't even remember. Wasn't anybody in the room?
There's a lot of secret Dallas fans.
Philadelphia?
Yeah, it's weird.
Comedian, actor, and star of Defending the Caveman, Kevin Burke, in the room.
Yeah, I'm a Colts fan, so I haven't been paying attention since, like, the third game of the season.
But you got some good news today.
Yes, absolutely.
You're getting quite the head coach, aren't you?
Yeah.
Who they getting?
We'll talk about that in a second, because I have a beef with that, too.
Don't want to spoil the surprise.
Well, I have a problem with them announcing head coaches of coaches that are still coaching playoff teams. It's nothing but a distraction.
Well, yeah. I could use a good head coach. Anyway.
He could use a lot of things.
Also, author and talk show host, Lauren Jennifer Gates.
Woo! Can I get a woo?
Help me.
I'm in the studio.
And illustrator and artist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Neil Portnoy, with Neil's Portnoy's Complaint.
I'm hiding in the background here with all these celebrities in-house. This is tremendous.
Aw, you're a celebrity.
Nobody puts Neil in the corner.
Award-winning artist.
He even made Jonathan look good in a caricature.
Yeah. He shaved off, what, 300-400 pounds?
Yes, I did.
Made me very slender indeed. So, I don't know. I had a great weekend. I went to the Jewish Film Festival.
To see the
documentary on my man, Sammy Davis Jr., called I've Gotta Be Me. I went with Manny Davis, Sammy's son. I call him Manny Davis Jr. And Al B. Shore, our friend Al, went with us, and Charlie. So shout out to them. Thank everybody for making us feel so great. And we did a question and answer, and then we hung out at Al's house. So we just had a great time. And Neil's a good friend of Albie's as well. So that was part of my weekend, and I wish everybody a happy Martin Luther King Day. I do hashtag live love, hashtag stop hate, and that's really, I think, the message. Stop hate, live love. And if I have to say, you don't agree, you'd like
we
to
could use a
continue
more hate.
The hate, because that's who you are.
Hate's one of those four-letter words that just belongs right where it is.
So many haters. It's terrible. I'm a lover, not a hater. I have to
what you said, Jeffrey, just now literally made no sense at all.
And that's why he's my co-host, because he makes no sense, just right in there with me not making any sense. Patriots and the three little teams. Jeffrey with a G.
Ooh, I like that. Is that the headline?
That's the headline today. Patriots and the three little teams. So you want to talk about that Williams missed tackle first on the Vikings game, or what? You're deferring to.
No, Lauren? Not at all. I'm just taking some notes while I'm listening to you.
Oh, she's on my share, yeah.
I'm trying to get on your Facebook.
No, you can find the live broadcast. Jeffrey will help you do that.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
While I do the sports, I'm going to go onto your Facebook and do this.
You're multitasking.
And we're going to go share, and we're going to go share.
I'm just going to go ahead and jump in and say,
Big Ben
pulled it out yesterday. He dang near pulled it out. I thought Big Ben Roethlisberger. I thought Big Ben really pulled it out.
At what point did you think he was pulling anything out other than what's under his jockstrap?
At the point where they almost got enough points to tie.
What? tell you how dumb that team is.
I'm just trying
Let
to
me
fill
tell you how stupid
I'm just
Mike
trying
Tomlin
to fill
is.
In absence of the sports
listen
guy.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Late in the game, you're down by a touchdown. You opt for the onside kick instead of punting down to the other end of the field. You gave Jacksonville the ball on the 38-yard line, which led to the go-ahead field goal and a 10-point gap that could not be overcome even with that one-second touchdown left.
I don't think Big Ben made that decision, sir. I don't think he kicked that ball
badly,
sir.
I said Mike Tomlin.
I said Big Ben.
But by the way, that was only the last of a series of dumb calls by Mike Tomlin. How many fourth downs did they go for and didn't get? By the way, you have...
Two. And that was ridiculous. Really?
Well, not only that, you have Big Ben. Does no one know what a QB sneak is anymore?
What I'm saying.
The guy's a monster. You
he
got
can
half
run.
The yard. Instead, you pitch left to Le'Veon Bell. Jaguars know it's coming. They eat him up for a four-yard loss. It's terrible football. I'm sorry. Having said that, the three receivers for the Pittsburgh Steelers made unbelievable
Abraham
catches.
Abraham, Martin, and John.
Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, and Martavis Bryant. But they made great catches to keep them in that game. Two of those touchdowns were on fourth and long.
Yep.
One right before the half to make it 28-14. Yep. One to begin the half. It was ugly, ugly football. They didn't deserve to win the game, let alone make it as close as they did within a field goal.
I'm just saying I like Big Ben.
I don't know what you like about him.
As a quarterback?
Yeah. I used to like him. I thought
he was
good.
As a human being.
Yeah, he calls on my birthday. You don't. You never call on my birthday.
You don't call. You don't write.
Saying.
Does he send you a card or he calls?
He kicked ass on my fantasy league team last
year. Okay, that's why you like him. Now we get to the bottom of it.
Well,
Thank you.
Yeah,
the fact is he performed for you and he put some shekels in your pocket.
Damn right.
Okay, on the field, he's a disaster.
Big Ben, this drawing I did, Big Ben, I've done them all.
Wow. That's actually pretty cool. By the way, that's a sick drawing.
Neil has literally
Can you pull
done
out the Marilyn
everyone.
Chambers?
Literally done everyone.
Can I see
did
the one you
while
did?
While we were sitting here.
can I see the one you did of Thomas Edward Brady, please?
Would you like to see the Brady piece?
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to.
The Brady
anyway,
bunch.
That Pittsburgh game was a disaster. What? Oh. Does he have five?
Remember,
rings?
We're doing radio.
Wow.
Remember, we're doing radio.
I like that.
Wow. So it's hard to talk about a picture.
He just got a little
like
misty right
magic.
There.
How about this one?
Hey, guys, I'm going to ask everybody to go back to school and raise their hands.
Raise your hands.
Yes, Laura. LJG.
LJG, what's up? Hey, I was a cheerleader. That's about it. But I wanted to show his photo to the people.
Would you mind jumping up and down? Would that be sexual harassment?
Yes, but I love it.
Okay.
Jump up and down. Yay.
Laura and Jennifer Gage jumping up and cheering. Look at those.
Wow.
Sorry.
What's your hat say?
Size 4?
I'm a size 5.
You wouldn't understand. It says Jadakins.
What's my hat say? Jadakins. That's my baby puppy couture business. Thank you so much, Jonathan Scott.
Yeah, I do need a headset. You're right.
He doesn't know who Jadakiss is.
I need a headset. All right, so going into...
Bad football, John. Bad football.
I know you've been beefing about it all
Coaches
all season.
Are making bad plays at bad times, bad play calling, bad clock management, bad everything, man. I don't get it. Now, we'll finish the weekend with that deplorable Saints defensive non-play where this rookie Williams, down the sideline with, I think it was 3rd and 10 with 10 seconds left on the clock, and they were 61 yards away from the end zone, down by 1. And Case Keenum goes back, launches one down the sideline, and the cornerback, goes to make what looks like somewhat of a tackle, not even looking at the receiver, lowers his shoulder, literally makes zero contact.
Right.
Didn't brush him, didn't elbow him, didn't have a hand on him, doesn't even touch him.
He didn't touch me, man.
Falls to the ground, takes out his own player.
No, and
the guy goes 61 yards walking into the end zone as time expires. It's the first time in the NFL history we've had a walk-off touchdown.
Neil Portnoy, get close to the microphone, buddy.
In regulation, sorry.
Best commentary were the announcers
closer.
After that were discussing that you're taught in Pop Warner football.
I put that up on Facebook.
Tackle.
101.
Tackle.
Wrap him up.
What was that? It was ridiculous.
I just don't get it.
I didn't hear anything you said except deplorable. That was it.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Human beings.
I got to tell you, it's a terrible way. Am I happy for the fans in Minnesota? Sure. They're going to get to host another. They're going to get to host the NFC. They're going to go to Philadelphia, aren't they, right? To face the Eagles. And if they do pull it out, they'll come home to host the Super Bowl against Jackson. You want to do a little Steve Miller? I'm good.
Yeah.
So we've got your New England Patriots minus -9 in Jacksonville against the Jags, who we've been talking about all season.
In New England.
I'm sorry, Foxborough. But, you know, again, my friend Jane from the beginning of the season picked the Jags to win the AFC East. She got 5-1 on that. I don't think she pushed it
at all. It's not the AFC East.
Yeah.
And New England's in the AFC East.
9 points over and under 46. You know, a lot of points again in a playoff game.
And yet New England's keeps continuing to cover those double-digit spreads.
They do. Well, boy, did they. Right? Was it 35-14? Was that
35-14 as a 13.5-point favorite.
Some hit
14. The last regular season game, they were 16-point favorites over the Jets. They won by 18. You know, unfortunately, I've been going against New England.
You have?
And I know. It worked for me early in the season, but in the second half of the season, it has not worked well. And I'm going to tell you right now, if Big Ben and Mike Tomlin can drop 42 points on the Jaguars, can you imagine what Brady and Belichick are going to do? However, I will say the Jags do line up very well against New England because they can play both man-to-man and zone. However, I just think New England has too many weapons in receivers and in the backfield. They can overcome that.
Kevin Burke.
If it snows during the game, yeah, Patriots will win. If the weather's clear and not too bitterly cold, Jacksonville all the way.
And so what is the temperature threshold that we're using, 32?
Let's say 30.
If 30. It smells like fish, yeah, eat all you wish.
No. This is the same thing that happened to the Colts all those years, is that they'd have to play in
New England.
In New England, and it would be snowing.
And that was with
Peyton
Manning.
And they're a dome team. Yeah, and it was with Peyton Manning, but they're a dome team. Jacksonville's a warm weather team. So if the weather is decent and it's not snowy and icy, Jacksonville.
So let me ask
you. I said it here.
So let me ask you this question.
No. Don't ask me any questions. I said it here.
It's being recorded, and it's on
air. He's the co-host.
All right.
He's the co-host. He gets to ask whatever he wants.
I'm curious what you think about a dome team like Minnesota and that great defense.
Minnesota.
Going up to Philadelphia, playing with a second-string quarterback. We all know that Wentz is out and Foles is in.
Yeah.
But Case Keenum looked really good yesterday.
Yeah.
How do they do there outside in the elements of Philadelphia?
Well, they live in that bitter cold.
They don't play in it.
In Minnesota. They don't play in it, but they live in it.
They're on a fast track in the dome.
They have to get in their cars and warm their cars up to go to work.
Correct.
Every day they have
Correct.
To shovel that stuff off
that.
Their driveway and off their windshield.
Can't
so,
get the key in. It's just frozen shut.
I say either way, 3 points.
So the spread is Minnesota by 3.
Is it actually?
Actually.
Ha! Called it. I said it right here.
It is by 3, but an over and under on 40.
Yeah, you darn right I should.
In 40, really? Playing in Philadelphia.
Nice.
Neil, yeah. Jump
the
up.
Other
Neil
thing
Portnoy.
That we have to be concerned with is, what's the injury report?
On
that
who? It,
well, on both teams, on all four teams. You know, the spread is the spread. But with Belichick, you've got all these idiosyncrasies where he will allow a defensive lineman to keep coming in on the right side, keep coming in on the right side. What he does, he's such a tactician.
One of those.
I'd like to buy a vowel, please.
He sets
it up for the second quarter, for the third quarter. Patriots all year long have been a third, fourth quarter team, even when they're down. Just look at the stats all year long.
I'll tell you what impressed me most about New England this weekend. How about the 8 sacks?
Right.
The 8 sacks.
8 sacks.
8 Dude. Sacks on the Titans.
I know what you're thinking.
That was impressive.
LJG. Thinking about 8 sacks.
I don't think they're going to do that necessarily against Jacksonville. But Blake Bortles, I mean, he's not like the most mobile guy in the world. You can get to him and cause problems.
You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. We're going to take our first commercial break. Stay right where you is.
Woohoo!
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
Hey, Las Vegas, are you building your new dream home, adding skylights, or are you a general contractor looking for the best window treatments in the valley? Windows Plus, the number one window and glass store provider in Las Vegas, invites you to call them for a free estimate or stop by their modern showroom to view all the possibilities for your new windows or to replace your tired, worn-out windows and glass doors. Windows Plus can help you lower your power bills and make your home the talk of the neighborhood. Windows Plus, serving Las Vegas for over 40 years. Windows Plus, 5225 South Valley View at the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. 702-450-2275. That's 702-450-2275.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Everybody, Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop. There's nothing I enjoy more than compassionate massage therapy for my body, mind, and spirit. I'm here to invite you to relax with a stress-free massage at our new Udaman Spa, Eastern Avenue at St. Rose Parkway in Henderson. Udaman Spa offers 8 private massage suites with a couples room for you to enjoy the pleasure and serenity of professional massage. Relax with a deep tissue massage, taking yourself to your happy place with soft music and lighting in a clean, licensed, safe environment with trained, experienced healthcare professionals working on relieving your stress. Receive this week's special, a true hour full massage for only $59, a savings of $40. That's $59 for a full one-hour massage at our new Udaman Spa, St. Rose Parkway and Eastern Avenue near Lowe's. To schedule your appointment, call 702-566-3800. Again, 702-566-3800.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Freedom, 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 freedom. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Alone. Away from my home. Oh Lord, Lord. Singing freedom.
Of course, that's Richie Havens freedom. Coming from the Woodstock freedom. Album, singing about freedom. Freedom. Happy Martin Luther King Day to those freedom. Of you that are celebrating. God bless everybody. Live love. Stop hate. A few announcements tonight. Kelly Clinton Holmes is going to be at the Bootlegger with her open mic. Make sure and catch the Shentas over the weekend at the Plaza Hotel. Tomorrow, Tuesday, January 16th, Backstage Bar and Billiards, our friends Big Daddy Carlos and Ava have the amazing Jonathan in a comedy show with comic Steve Byrne. Only $10, 21 plus. Only $10 as tomorrow, Tuesday, January 6th, Backstage Bar and Billiards on 6th and Fremont. Amazing Jonathan in a rare appearance. 8 p.m., comic Steve Byrne. You're going to want to see that. Thursday, our friend Dre Gardner is doing the silent Savasana yoga at Red Rock. That's like a bunch of people out on the roof doing yoga with headphones on.
Nice.
Wow. Pretty cool. He is the yoga master in Las Vegas. Yeah, absolutely. Dre Gardner. I mean, I one time he was on the Morning Blend with me, and he stood on one finger. Amazing, amazing guy.
Whoa.
Friday, celebration of life for my friend Maggie D. Bernardini's Cup at Chateau Nightclub, 6:30 to 9 on Friday.
Maggie D. Cup. She was an awesome lady. So anyway, you hope you could do that. Jeffrey with a G, line one, go ahead. You've got more to talk about in the world of sports and coaches.
You know, it's funny. During the intermission, I was talking to Kevin a little more about some football and how bad it was this weekend. How about the last play of the Falcons game where Matt Ryan scrambles, gets Julio Jones in the end zone, top three receivers in the game.
Sing me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
You do it every time I say that. Julio goes up, and the ball goes right through his hands for the game-winning touchdown.
It was literally like playing folded paper football where you got to do a field goal across the table.
I'm telling you, man, it's just bad football. I don't get it. But we were talking about some of the coaching changes going on right now.
Please. Baby, please.
For many years, Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator for New England, has been rumored to be going to all sorts of different places today.
Well, you know how rumors are.
It was announced, not officially, because it's still during the season, he'll be the next head coach for your Indianapolis Colts, sir.
Yes. Well, you know.
How do you feel?
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad.
Like a motherless child.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think they should have made the announcements while the team is still playing. Because there's going to be just a certain amount of depression going around that town, a little bit.
I don't know. You know what's funny?
If you lived in Indianapolis, would you be depressed already?
Oh, well, no. I'm not talking about Indianapolis. I'm talking about, you know.
New England.
Yeah, New England.
Marry that with the fact that it was also announced that they're going to be losing their defensive coordinator, Matt Patricia, to the Detroit Lions.
Yeah. Neil Portnoy. Yep.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention Josh has already left once. Remember the Denver
announced and then
fiasco?
Yes.
And how well did he do there? I just don't see him as a head coach. I really don't.
Why?
What kind of coach do you see him as?
You know what? I don't think he gets the total respect. You ever watch Brady and him on a sideline? Yeah, they've had a relationship for a lot of years. He just doesn't have that type of personality to be a head coach.
It was that way with Dungy and Manning, though. I mean, Manning called the plays on the field, and Dungy's like, all right, man, go for it.
One Omaha, two Omaha.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
I mean, in recent weeks, you've seen a little more tension between Brady and McDaniel. Certainly a few weeks ago, he was coming off the field, and he had obviously missed Amendola on a wide-open play.
Yep.
And Josh said something to him when he was going by, and Brady didn't do a thing. And then he made another comment, and Brady turned around, and I mean, he verbally undressed him on the sideline. And what I later found out was McDaniel's family, including his mom and dad, were sitting within ear's distance and basically heard Brady say, F you. Oh, yeah.
Frank Underwood?
F you.
Get in your mouse and head to Indianapolis. You're out of here, kids. You're out of here.
You're out of order.
But the greatest children's entertainer in the tri-state
listen,
area.
Neil's a Boston guy. Bobby's a Boston guy. Yep. We lost Charlie Weiss. We did fine. We lost Romeo Crennel. We did fine. We're going to lose Josh and Matt, and we're going to be just fine. You know why? Because when you have Brady and Belichick and Bobby Kraft, all's good in the world.
What about Gronk?
We love Gronk. Don't get me wrong. How do you not love Gronk?
We left him out.
He's not part of the Holy Trinity.
Charlie did go to Notre Dame.
Correct.
And how
well did he do there?
Yeah, he didn't do very well.
And had Romeo doing Cleveland.
Romeo has not. Well, listen.
Better than they did this year.
They have reinvented the paperless bag over the heads with Romeo. I mean, they have not done well.
Well, you got Lauren's attention. You heard paperless bag over the head? She was like, you talking to me?
She was hello.
What's a paperless bag?
Paperless bag.
He's very cerebral.
I don't know. What is a paperless bag?
You guys are totally interrupting Neil while he's talking.
What's a paperless bag, though? You had us confused.
I don't know. Nobody questioned it, so I kept going.
Well, Lauren has a question about a paperless bag.
She's been questioning everything over here.
You know, you're not owning up to your own rules of raising your hands.
I'm sorry.
Seriously, with Matt Patricia, you know what he has a degree in?
Poli sci?
He's like this electrical engineer, like really, really.
But he's a defensive mind.
He's very cerebral. I think he'll do very well.
I'm
but
turned
not
on.
McDaniel.
I am raising my hand. I'm very turned on by anyone who's intelligent.
Huh.
Well, you could leave this room.
Yeah, I was going to say, I apologize for all of us.
Except for John and Kevin.
Do you remember there was a
because they're closest to me.
Well, if you combine us.
There was a broadcast a few games ago where they had a look-like Matt Patricia in the stands.
Yeah.
This guy looked exactly like him, like he was his twin. I heard he's going to Detroit match, actually.
Jeffrey with a G, do you want to report on your Golden Knights?
What's that to say? I mean, they went into the break with the number one record in the Western Conference. They came out Saturday night, played a very tough game against Edmonton.
They're hot.
And superstar young man Connor McDavid, and they lost in overtime, unfortunately, their first game out. But listen, I warned fans that the second half of the season is going to be a very different half than the first half. A lot of reasons why. Do you think the rest of the league likes hearing that this expansion team is kicking the butt out of everyone out there? They have a target on their back now. Teams are going to come in. This Vegas hangover ain't going to happen anymore. If they go 500 in the second half, they'll be lucky, but they'll still make the playoffs.
What's the current line? Because I know our friend John English got it at 35-1.
Something like that. I think now they're probably about 12 or 13.
Lauren Jennifer Gates, you had a question.
I don't have a question. I just want, it's not even worth it now, but I'll tell you what.
Well, right. Then well, stop
actually,
it.
No, actually it is, because the women will, but you said about the Golden Knights, they're hot. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm a woman.
All hockey
single.
Players are just the Golden
just
Knights?
A single woman.
The Golden Knights are hot, and the hockey players are hot.
All right, good.
Hockey
well,
players
on ice,
baby,
how hot
yeah!
They are.
In Moncton
anyway.
High School, we had a
everywhere
ice skating
in Jersey,
rink,
you have a hockey
right
team.
Right in Montclair. Woo, woo.
In Jersey, yeah. What exit?
What exit, exactly, what
Montclair,
exit?
It was Montclair, 151, 148, something like that.
On the parkway.
Yeah. On the parkway,
on the parkway,
man.
So anyway, we've got a special guest in studio. He's a frequent guest of the show. Our POTUS is here to talk about all kinds of things. First of all, Mr.
Hold on, hold on. Do we get Hail to the Chief, everybody?
That's it. We don't have to do the whole song.
That's all you need.
POTUS, which stands for
President of the United States. And then there's FLOTUS, my incredibly smoking hot, beautiful wife, Melania. Isn't she amazing?
Her name was Malinka.
Malinka? No.
It's not Malinka?
It's Melania.
Melania.
It's very melodic. She's the single most beautiful first lady in the history of first ladies.
So,
side chatter when the president's speaking.
Exactly.
I will
show
exile
some respect
you
over
to Haiti.
I love Trump.
Which is what we're going to talk about that in a second. But first of all, what happened in Hawaii? Was that fake news?
That was totally fake news. Some nitwit hit the wrong button. And
hashtag
they
nitwit.
They blame me. Why would they blame me? It wasn't my fault. Obama got blamed for nothing. I get blamed for everything. Absolutely everything. Listen, I'm sorry all those people about the whole missile thing, but it wasn't my fault. I truly think it was an iPhone problem.
Maybe it was Bannon.
Maybe it was Bannon. You know what? They had Bill Murray was on his hip on Saturday night.
I loved it. I saw Bill Murray.
I didn't like it. Let's not make this guy famous. He's a drunk, and I never liked him. And I barely know him, frankly. I saw him once or twice in the whole time he was around.
Now, also in the news, Mr. President, the Stormy Daniels? Ring a bell?
Stormy Daniels. Isn't she tremendous? Stephanie Clifford. What a hot piece of, well, you know.
Yeah. Actress. Yeah.
Actress. Tremendous
a hot
actress.
Piece of actress.
She's a real, she does what are called erotica. Erotica. You know what erotica is?
Yeah, hey, the adult video awards are coming back to Vegas in 2 weeks.
And tremendous.
AVN
I love those awards. I know all the big porn people.
We're gonna be covering it. Yeah. So Stormy Daniels was
Stormy
a porn
Daniels,
star.
She
that
was a porn star. She met me. She threw herself at me because she heard all the stories about what a tremendous lover I am. tremendous. I can go you, 2-3 minutes.
And you also supported her career somehow?
Well, I helped
wrote her a check.
You know what? You know this whole GoFundMe thing? This was before GoFundMe. And it wasn't fund. It was another word.
It was not
but
go,
I
go
wanted
fund
to go
me.
With something else, and I just wanted to help her out because I know talent. Do
go
I know
me?
Talent? I know talent.
You do
tremendous
know talent.
Talent.
Now, we've got to do a little geography with you because of some comments you made just recently about one of the countries. I believe it was Haiti.
Haiti,
which I've been
place.
To Haiti. So I want to play a game that's really been sweeping the country. It's a new game called Ishhole or Not an Ishhole.
Is that like the movie Ishtar?
It's like Ishtar with Warren Beatty and Dustin Hoffman.
Horrible movie. A bunch of liberals made
horrible.
That film, by the way.
Horrible. So we're going to play Ishhole or Ishhole. Not an Ishhole. Okay. Bobby, I said Ishhole. I know. Okay, so first of all, we're going to go through a list of, it should be Ishhole cities, not just countries.
Well,
you know, just why limit it to countries?
Well, you could do cities too. But
okay,
and
panel, you could chime in on Ishhole or not an Ishhole. We'll start with Vatican City.
Vatican City, what a dump that place is. What a dump. Terrible place. Tiny, tiny country. You know, a lot of my resorts were bigger than that entire country. And the Pope has just gone overboard. Everything covered in gold and these flying angels. I don't like it at all.
Monaco, Ishhole or not an Ishhole?
That is a true Ishhole. That place used to be great, but now it's
Princess Grace? Really?
She's not there anymore.
Make it
she's
great again.
She's not there anymore. But that place is a dump. It's got to go.
So that would be Ishhole.
Does anyone even want to go to Monaco?
I do.
No, you don't. You don't.
I
about.
Went to the Grand Prix races.
I don't know what that is. Go
Grand
ahead. Next question.
Formula cars.
Sounds like a Flomax commercial.
Nauru, N-A-U-R-U?
Just that sounds.
Is that a country or a city?
That sounds totally like an ish hole.
It's an ish hole.
It's an ish hole country, if I've ever heard
okay.
of
there's
it.
A country called Tuvalu?
Tuvalu?
Where are these places, Mr. President?
Well, they're very tiny. They're very tiny.
They're
most
ish holes.
Ish holes are very tiny.
My ish hole hurts. You know.
Well, there's medication for that. Okay, what is this?
Lichtenstein.
Lick my ish hole.
Lichtenstein.
You know
lick
what?
Lick my
that would be a tough one because you know what? It's
comments.
Got a very German influence, and I love the German people. Tremendous,
yeah,
very clean. Very clean people.
No they, dirty ish holes
like
there.
They lick themselves.
Yes, and if they could.
Lichtenstein.
Lichtenstein.
Ish hole. Like so you're that. Saying ish? These are all ish holes.
No, that's not an ish hole, though.
Oh, that's a great place. And so that would not be an ish hole.
Right.
Okay. Marshall Islands, is that a country?
Well, anything that's an island is presumably an ish hole right off the bat. Because they're so right. tiny, and they cover in trash, you know.
So it'd be an ish hole.
Tiny ish hole.
St. Kitts and Nevis.
Oh, they're nice.
Ish hole?
Nice
not an ish hole.
They're very nice. They're very great doffing, too. Great
Laura, ish hole or not an ish hole?
I plead the fifth because I was busy laughing at something else.
You're scratching your ish hole.
I'm playing right. with my ish hole.
Maldives?
Oh, the Maldives.
That sounds like a food. I would order like a side of Maldives.
Actually, Maldives is very, very nice. I like it there. I would go for that.
So that's
place.
Not an ish
yeah,
hole.
But the Dominican Republic, ish hole. Haiti, ish hole.
Kevin Burke?
Excuse me, Kevin Burke, new Secretary of State. That's Maldives.
Maldives, thank you. He's so smart. And you know what? He looks like
you
Rex.
You are
Tillerson.
Intelligent. Yeah,
he see, looks like Rex. He actually does. It's tremendous.
So that would be not an ish hole?
That would not be an ish hole.
All right. Malta.
Malta.
Is that an island? The island of Malta?
You know what? Malta is off of Italy. It's the only geography I know.
Is that pronounced Malta?
It's Malta.
Malta. Oh cream my. Of Malta.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Ooh. Maybe it's Malta.
Ish hole or not an ish hole?
I would say that's not an ish hole. A lot of beautiful women come from Malta.
Lauren Jennifer Gates, ish
yes.
hole or not an ish hole?
Oh, my God.
I know you're so busy over
you
there.
You know
you're
what
not
I'm doing?
Attention.
I'm watching all the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's so many sexy men in here. I'm literally, I'm have to plead
she's
the fifth.
She's playing
again.
With herself.
She's playing
them.
With her ish hole.
What's happening? All the women on The Apprentice.
Grenada, didn't we bomb them, Mr. President?
We bombed the crap out of them, and we stopped many, many potential doctors from graduating. So I think we've already taken care of that country.
So ishole.
Ishole. Total ishole.
According to him, everyone's an ishole.
St.
Huh?
Vincent and the Grenadines. Is that a band?
St. Vincent, it's a bunch of little islands like where a lot of celebrities go. So I like those places.
Not an ish hole.
Not an ish hole. Very, okay. very nice place. For rich people. Not for regular people like you. But for rich people, successful people.
I want a table in the middle. I want to talk to a regular person, not like you. All right. Sorry, I was channeling Jackie Mason. Barbados. Ish hole or not an ish hole?
Well, you know what? That I could go either way. I've been there.
What do you call, people from Barbados?
It goes either way.
Barbadians.
Bajans.
Bajans. See that? Just
thank
the
you,
name
Jeffrey
alone
with a G.
Gives it
line
away.
One, go ahead. Antigua and Barbuda.
Oh, I just like Barbuda because it sounds like booty. Doesn't that sound like booty?
Barbuda.
I like
speaking
that.
Of
and
booty.
Everyone knows I'm into I like
Antigua.
Booties.
Our friend Robin Leach has a place in Antigua.
Robin Leach. Isn't he tremendous?
Well, that would go into our next segment on hashtag fake news.
Yes, that's what I mean. He's the yes. best at that.
Because I think he faked that. The stroke just so he wouldn't have to write the column anymore.
He interviewed me on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
He did?
Yes, many, many times.
Champagne pools and caviar dreams.
Yes.
Yeah. Now it sounds like, I'm not even going to.
No, do it.
I just want to let you know about Haiti. Wow. I never said take the country out.
I'll always remember where I was when we jumped the shark.
Thank you, Potsy.
Yeah, and I was.
I can't even say this, but Seychelles.
Seychelles.
Is that a
if
country?
If you can't pronounce it, it's an ish hole.
It's an ish hole. I've got an issue with the ish hole.
I love him.
Palau, P-A-L-A-U.
Oh, just the word low just kills it right off the bat. Especially Palau. It sounds like J-Lo. But
Palau, J-Lo.
Halo.
Right,
that's it.
So that's it for ish hole.
That is my diplomacy in action.
So now we're going to do the hashtag fake news awards. What happened with that?
Well, they're coming up. It's going to be Wednesday. What happened was it was overwhelming. As soon as I announced them, how many? Trevor Noah, Samantha Bee, Stephen Colbert, they all took out ads in Times Square. This is going to be so huge, so tremendous, that we're going to really build it up. We're going to have a big award ceremony, red carpet, the whole thing.
I would like to do the local hashtag fake news
awards. Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, like,
that's
you know, I would
idea.
Say Kim and Dana Wagner mm-hmm. should get the Ron Burgundy Award.
Oh, that's perfect for them. That's perfect.
I know you could
very
go
wrong. Ron
some of the
Burgundy
other ones you might not be that agreeable with, but you like the you like yes Jennifer Lauren Jennifer Gates.
Thank you, boys. I would like to co-host that, please. Okay.
Oh, you're putting your bid in now for the hashtag fake local news awards.
Yes, I want to do it.
All right, we're gonna take a short commercial break and come back with something a lot more serious than this. Not really. Stay right here. Listen to Vegas Nonstop. Your NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Stay right where you is.
You guys are freaking phenomenal.
Are we still on the air?
Yeah.
Good. I'm telling them you're phenomenal.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
Hey, Las Vegas, are you building your new dream home, adding skylights, or are you a general contractor looking for the best window treatments in the valley? Windows Plus, the number one window and glass store provider in Las Vegas, invites you to call them for a free estimate or stop by their modern showroom to view all the possibilities for your new windows or to replace your tired, worn-out windows and glass doors. Windows Plus can help you lower your power bills and make your home the talk of the neighborhood. Windows Plus, serving Las Vegas for over 40 years. Windows Plus, 5225 South Valley View at the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. 702-450-2275. That's 702-450-2275.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
Ba-ba-ba-do-bow. Hi, I'm Lisa Gay. Many of you know me as a Las Vegas entertainer and vocalist. Now, after singing and dancing on stage, there's nothing I enjoy more than compassionate massage therapy for my body, mind, and spirit. I'm here to invite you to relax with a stress-free massage at our new Udomon Spa, located at Eastern and St. Rose Parkway in Henderson. Udomon Spa offers 8 private massage suites with a couples room for you to enjoy the pleasure and serenity of professional massage. Relax with a deep tissue massage, taking yourself to your happy place with soft music and lighting in a clean, licensed, safe environment with trained, experienced healthcare professionals working on relieving your stress. Receive this week's special, a true hour full massage for only $59, a savings of $40. That's $59 for a full 1 hour massage at our new Udomon Spa, located at St. Rose Parkway and Eastern near Lowe's. To schedule your appointment, call 702-566-3800. Again, that's 702-566-3800.
La-da. NBC Sports 920, the game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Shaka-laka-laka, boom, shaka-laka-laka. Jonathan Scott, with Vegas Nonstop, the only show on this station that's live today, because we're here for you. We're here to amuse you, and we hope that you're taking everything in good fun. POTUS is back with something he wants to say.
It's well, a special, this is a fantastic national holiday. I'm so glad I could be here, because there's nothing to do on the holiday, so I stopped by the show for you guys, so I'm very happy to be here. But I have to tell you something. Just during our show, I've been getting many messages that Haiti, because of me, because of my remarks, it's back on the map. People are flying there. They're setting up vacations. They're going to be, it's going to be tremendous. And why? Because of me.
That's
mentioning
right,
Haiti. Every single, it's all over Twitter, Facebook, everything else. And you know what? People will have forgotten about that country. But now it's going to be taken care of.
I've been
tremendous.
Haiti. I've been to Haiti.
You really have?
I really have. I was on a Royal Caribbean cruise, but it wasn't really Haiti. It was like part of Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. You're on
area,
a lot of cruises.
A lot of cruises.
They have their own little buffet in Haiti. Neil's shaking his head like he's been there. It's like, but you do have to go through the ish hole part of it to get to the little square island beach thing where the buffet is. Then you get back on the ship and you go to another ish hole.
Well, just, you know, the fact of the matter is I fixed it. It's great. We're doing fantastic. So don't worry. It's going to be amazing.
Well, we're going to get back to another topic that's important here, sexual harassment. But we've got to introduce our another panel guest, Lauren Jennifer Gates, LJG, a.k.a. Joni Donato, New York City, New Jersey, celebrity host and MC, former Playboy model. We love that. Talk about sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Author, publisher of LJG Photography, a single mommy, and Jade. What are you going to
read? Jadakins.
Jadakins?
Right here. See the hat?
I don't know.
He
I have no idea.
Know the reference
means.
To Jadakins.
Singer, dancer. What's a Jade? Jeffrey
Jonathan,
with a G? What
Jonathan,
is it?
Jonathan, you're going to crack up. Well, my fans need you to repeat that.
Your
fans. You want me to do it?
Singer, dancer, okay. Party enhancer.
Woo!
I sound like you're a rapper. LJGphotography.com for a bargain price of $24.99.
There you
go. Boy, you wrote like a, okay. YouTube, well, Lauren Jennifer Gates. So.
You said to write everything. So
yeah, I did. Yeah, those, and I wanted it a little bigger, too. But
yeah, you wanted it bigger.
But I always
Gosh.
Wanted it bigger. Anyway, so sexual harassment in the workplace.
Yes.
Lauren, Joni.
Yes.
Joni, Lauren, can you talk to the microphone and stop
harassing me? One
stop
second.
Doing
okay.
that for a second.
Okay. Sexual harassment.
Remember that this is the show that you're on.
Am I sexually harassing anyone?
No, you're doing fine, but you know I've got a beef with everything that's going on publicly and certainly in the entertainment community.
Okay.
Talk about fake news.
What's your beef?
Where's your beef? Matt Lauer. I don't understand Matt Lauer. You know, the guy's making $25 million a year. You've heard me said it before. I would think women would be lined up around the corner to sleep with Matt Lauer. Now, Al Roker, I get. Al Roker, I don't think, can get it done. But Matt Lauer, you get a Charlie Rose. Who woke him up? Doesn't Charlie Rose look like he's sleeping all the time?
He looks like Father Time. He looks like Father Time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
so
get
it. So what is it that you're finding so perplexing? I don't get it.
Yeah, I have an answer for that right now.
Because he makes $20 million a year?
$25 million a year.
Whatever, $30 million. I don't get what the
we
money
live,
has
you're
to do with
in
it.
Vegas. You haven't seen what women will do with guys that make $2
million
a year?
You know what? Okay, I got to set everybody straight
so
here
you're
right
saying
now.
You're not surprised by the behavior?
I am surprised by the behavior. Lauren Jennifer
All right,
Gates.
My opinion on this
Jennifer.
Shit is it doesn't matter how rich somebody is. They're not going to get you anywhere if you sleep with them. That is not how you do it. It's not sleeping with them that will get you somewhere. So you don't sleep with them. You just because a guy makes $2 million a year, $3 million a year, $4 million a year, that doesn't mean he's going to get you anywhere. All he wants to do is, can I say curses here or no?
No.
No.
All he wants to do is sleep with you.
Why do you think we said ish hole?
Oh, okay.
This is NBC.
Oh my gosh, NBC. Yeah. Okay,
the
sorry.
National broadcast.
Wow. News. I'm in a big deal studio
Fake
here.
Fake news.
So that's my opinion. I'm a woman. I'm the only woman here with six men, and I'm just
you
telling
are.
You that you can't, you don't
well,
get anywhere like that.
How do you
like
feel
that.
About the whole Me Too movement?
Me Too? Me Too.
You too. So it's happened to you. Anybody famous? Anyone we should know?
No, you know what? I've been hit on, of course, by, you know, I mean, I'm in the business. I've been in the business a long time. I've had domestic violence, but sexual harassment, I can't really say. I mean,
that's on next week's show.
Yeah. Okay. Well, next week I'll be
well,
here.
I've been
next
hit
week
on,
we're going to be making fun of that.
I've been hit
that.
On by right. so many women, specifically Angela Merkel, who I thought was a man. That's just, you know,
she does look manly, doesn't
very
she?
Manly, very manly. Yeah. Strange woman.
Well, let's ask Kevin Burke, who has a show called Defending the Caveman, when he's not playing dots or tic-tac-toe with Jeffrey.
What do you want to know?
defending the caveman, your position on sexual harassment. You know, you do a whole show about understanding. You know, I've seen your show is great. I think everybody should sit through your show just as like a primer on how to get along with women.
Yeah, well, and men. Caveman's a show that explains men to women and explains women to men, and it takes the point of view that, you know, we're two different, you know, different people. Coming together to make a partnership stronger than the individual. So sexual harassment is not even something that is a part of, should be part of anything with anybody who's even remotely normal or cool.
So, Lauren, could you put your phone down for 1 second?
Somebody keeps calling me. I'm sorry. Well,
you're on
the air.
I'm
sorry, she's busy right now.
She's
going to call back later.
So how do you suggest a man approach you to ask you out and get to know you?
Hold on. Asking a woman on a date and sexual harassment are two different conversations.
Right here in Nevada, Ruben, a congressman, asked, now she was an employee, but he asked an employee to go out on a date, and he wound up not running for re-election because of that issue.
Well, that's the first thing. It's an old fish. You don't fish from the company
that's
pond.
That's not a workplace environment kind of question.
No, exactly.
All right. Well, you asked me the question, so I'm going to answer.
I did.
Okay. So the answer is just asking someone out on a date is not sexual harassment.
Right.
Okay. Touching someone or saying disgusting things or calling them and stalking them, stuff like that. So how do I suggest? Asking me on a date?
I think they're trying to tell us something.
I know, he's turning, dim all the lights, sweet darling. He is, I break out in song. He's dimming the lights here in the studio. For me, it's just a very simple, gentleman. Sexual harassment is a totally different thing than
so
just
so how do you make the first move?
How do you make the,
the first move?
Well, shockingly, I like shy guys, but the first move would be talking to me normally, not just, hey, do you want to go out?
But how do you get the kiss tonight?
That takes time. I think you should kiss like on the third date or fourth date.
Third date? Kiss on the first date?
Hold on, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, do not ask. That is such a downer.
No, it's a downer, right?
Jeffrey,
mind if I kiss you?
You're probably married, but if you ever took me out and you asked me for a kiss, I'm
never married.
Come on. Really? Me neither. We're going to get married next year. All right.
So if we're at the end of our date and I say, hey, would you mind if I kiss you? That's not a good thing?
It would lose the momentum. It's got to be a surprise. Like there's passion or there isn't passion.
See, that's where you get in trouble. We don't know when to surprise you.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you lean towards a woman and she backs up, you'll know.
Yeah, that's true.
Or if she doesn't give you an intimate kiss, you'll know.
Louis C.K. I have the answer.
Yeah,
the answer is to simply wait until she kisses you.
No.
Yeah.
See,
I'm a woman.
There's that fine line where they want you to kiss them when the time is right, the light is right, the mood is right. If you're moving too quick, you're moving too slow, you wait for them, it's all wrong.
Your breath.
You've negotiated the right price.
You guys, you know what? Women, you know what? I'm not trying to insult men, I swear, because I'm going to be kicked out here right now, but women have instincts, so we know when you want us, okay? Men
and you
don't.
Know how to
we
play
always
very
do.
Well.
Men always,
we're
always.
We're simple creatures. Feed us and
caveman.
No,
do the other F.
That's when you're in the relationship, though. When you're in it. And the reason I know this is I have a show, I Hate Him, But I Date Him, as you know. So I Hate Him, But I Date Him is about men and women that complain about each other, but they still stay together. But I'm telling you, as a woman, you just got to know when it's right.
Neil's got
it. Well, the tough part for me, you know, being an illustrator, you know, I do all of these national trade shows doing live caricatures.
Porn.
My toughest job is I have women coming up to me all day going, can you do me? I mean, how the hell do you answer
surprise,
that?
Surprise, surprise.
You know,
absolutely.
I move to Vegas, they say, look, do you do nudes? You're in Las Vegas now.
Nudes.
You know, last name of Portnoy. I said, I got it covered. I call it Portnoygraphy. We're good.
Portnoy's complaint. So I Hate Him, But I Date Him.
I Hate Him, But I Date Him is my show about relationships. So
I've been saying this for a long time. When I meet a woman, I say, can we start off by hating each other and maybe we'll get to know each other and like each other later? Because you're going to wind up hating me.
How has that worked out for you?
It's been great.
That's funny.
It's been great. But I've got this whole theory that, you know, you're up in the clouds for the first 3 months, you know,
what's your favorite color?
Beatles or Stones. You go through all that BS. And then 3 months later, you're back on the couch with the remote control. So it just says, who do you want to be on the couch with the remote control?
Okay, well, you know what?
I'd like to think the rest of us are a little more evolved than that.
I know. Exactly.
You just don't even start with me.
Wait,
even
you're
never have a dog in the fight.
Just a
you're
tad.
Never
I've seen what you go out with.
You're
but
never
it's okay. But it's, wait, hold on, though. Hold on. It's
Jeffrey.
But it's all for fun, right? I'm not on the couch with the remote.
Shots fired.
I want to take Jeffrey out. I want him to take me out. You know why?
Jeffrey.
No, listen.
Incoming
it's really cute,
missile,
but you know what we should do? We should do a date, like rate the date. We'll do a rate the date.
Or we'll go out with someone else.
Rate the date.
Rate the date.
Rate the date. No! He's already hitting. He's already cheating on me. Rate the date.
Rate the date.
Rate the date.
Oh, rate.
Rate. Not rape. Rate the date. You like that?
It's all right. I don't know if I can handle you being on your phone all night.
I don't know. I think we're going to take our last commercial break.
I'm in the studio, for God's sake.
No, we're not gonna... you would be on her show.
How much time do we have?
He's already complaining.
Now, right there. Now, right there.
That's sexual harassment.
Now, right there, you just totally spanked Jeffrey, unasked, uninvited. And what would you call that?
Did you grab his butt?
She smacked his butt like three times.
She smacked his butt?
Did you hear what he said?
No.
He didn't say anything that invited you to touch him.
I said, I don't know if we can go on a date together if you keep looking at your phone all night.
And I said, I'm in a studio. I never go on my phone unless my daughter calls.
So that's considered bad behavior.
I absolutely was sexually harassing Jeffrey.
You know what? I've got to jump in with Neil a little bit, and because I promised you some airtime here. So I want to talk about your studio and your illustration. You're the illustrator for the Las Vegas Review Journal, so that's nothing to take lightly. And honestly, the can I call it a caricature, or do you prefer illustration?
You know what? Caricature illustration, because they're not.
Is there a difference?
Yeah, there are. A caricature.
It's like an impersonator or an impressionist.
Well, that's a good point of your part.
And they're same.
The difference is caricature, the definition is a gross exaggeration. The illustration work I do for the newspaper really doesn't exaggerate. It's more a portrait caricature illustration. But that's 10% of what I do.
And so what's the other 90%?
I'm one of the top sports artists in the country.
No, I know that. You've got a little baseball history that we were talking about. But if people want to come in and go to your studio and tour your... Do you let people come?
I mean, I love when people come down.
You do,
the
don't
gallery.
You?
Sure. We're at 1537 West Oakey Boulevard.
Oh.
Right across from the gym, a.k.a. Little Darlings.
And what's the...
They say we're going to the gym.
Talk about sexual harassment.
Well,
so what's your website? Is it Neil Portnoy?
No, it's actually I Draw People.
idrawpeople.com.
Yep.
.com. Anything else you want to say about illustrating and
the difference in what I do is I do not paint. You put a brush in my hand, I'm useless. Everything I do, you'll see it on the website in the RJ, is done with felt tip magic markers. You smell those for 10 minutes, you will be just like me.
And I love the Boston accent. So, Neil, are the Patriots going to win this weekend?
As long as they park the car in the Harvard Yard, we're good.
Park the car.
My man.
Sports.
How do you know?
I lived there.
So did I. You could park there.
All right. So,
right
so Lauren Joni, you wrote this book on sucking toes.
Oh, wait. Say that again. Sorry. I didn't hear you.
Yeah, because you still have the phone. You can't.
No, I'm kidding. I'm making you say it.
Lauren Jennifer Gates, photography.
Woo! LJG photography. You know why? Somebody has photography domain. So I had to take LJG photography.
This is
a quick story. We're almost out of time.
I'm not dating you right now.
Hugh Hefner asked to suck your toes?
No. I was in a... my girlfriend worked for Nickelodeon and MTV. I was at a party.
What's her name?
Anise. I can't say her
name. Give her a shout out.
All right. Anise Labrum. She worked for MTV Nickelodeon at the time. Well, I'll give a shout out to Montclair High School. The guy I cheered for the Mounties football was Monty Lippman. And he's now the president of Universal Records. And Quintus McDonald in the NFL. So here's my thing. LJGphotography.com. You go there and
what's the concept, though?
Well, okay. So it was a photo album made on New Year's Eve when I first moved here. Somebody told me that I have beautiful feet. And so I was joking, and I said, well, do you want to suck them? And the next thing you know, I took a photo. It's New Year's Eve. I got my champagne. I went up to the mansion with about 20 years of photos, a few years of photo, maybe 4 years. Hugh Hefner, I showed him my, he's looking at my feet, Jeffrey. I showed him my book, my photo album, and Hugh Hefner told me, you need to publish this book. So Bruce Marin, my PR, love him to death. He told me.
Shout out to Bruce Marin.
Woo, you know him?
I do know
All
Bruce.
All right. Great I love guy. Bruce is my PR, celebrity PR. And between him and Yvette Auger and Ivy Moon of Showtime boxing publicist.
Okay, that's it. That's all the shout-outs you've
okay.
had for.
Anyway, go to LJG. Hold on one
Everybody
second.
Everybody ever met in my lifetime?
Go to LJG Photography if you want to buy the book.
I got
to
thank our guest, John DiDomenico.
Thank you. You guys are tremendous, I have to tell you.
Defending the caveman, Kevin Burke.
Hey! Thank you.
Lauren Jennifer Gates, a.k.a. Joni Donato, Neil Portnoy. Portnoy, I paint people, I draw people.
idrawpeople.com.
Jeffrey Yay. With a G. Eat well, party hard, live life, love life, stop hate. I don't like money.